Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, first off, tell us about the contract.
Well, it dates back to about 2010 under the Obama administration, and like a lot of county jails around the country, what we had here was the jail had a wing of it that was empty because we've been reducing the number of people going in, and so what you do is you rent out the space, in this case to ICE, the immigration officials. They were housing about 200 detainees there. They were getting about $5 million a year from the feds, and about $2 million of that dollars was actually what, you know, sort of on the profit end of things that they were helping to use to pay for other sheriff's services around the county. But with the arrival of Donald Trump and the increased protests and attention drawn to it, they basically decided that it wasn't worth it either economically or politically to continue.
Sacramento County, Monterey County have done something similar?
Yes, they have. And in Contra Costa County, you know, it really became sort of the ground zero for the anti-ICE demonstrations. We had about 1,000 people out there, remember, a couple of weeks back. And that, in turn, you know, became a headache for the sheriff because in addition to the publicity and the strain to the community with the Hispanic community, also now they were having to, well, bring in sheriffs on overtime in order to handle the protests at the jail over this. It's just been getting increasingly more controversial. There were questions about how the women were being handled in the jail, and vis-a-vis not every cell had a toilet in it, so they had a communal toilet, and if they couldn't get to the communal toilet, sometimes they had to use plastic bags in their room. Stories like that just didn't sit well, I think, politically, and I think with the sheriff's department, with who were trying to, like I said, handle and deal with a lot of communities, and then the more and more publicity, and that was just kind of the breaking point.
So ICE paid Contra Costa County for using their facility. They said up to $6 million a year. That goes away. That going to have an impact?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I was talking with one of the county supervisors who said, okay, for starters, we've got to come up with about, you know, $2 million to just cover the budget shortfall. And they can do that for a year, but, you know, ongoing, it's going to be tough. So, yes, there's a financial hit there. The other part of it is that, well, if they're not going to be housed here, they're not going to be housed in Monterey or San Francisco or Alameda County or a number of counties as they sort of turn off this system in protest of Trump's actions. Where do these detainees go? Well, some of these detainees have been taken from their families in the area. They've been, and they're waiting hearings. Well, they're going to be shipped off to Colorado, possibly Nevada, Southern California, even as far away as Hawaii. Now, you can say that we're no longer participating in a system that some people feel is just untenable and shouldn't be happening. The flip side of that is these people aren't going to be near their families or their lawyers. It's going to be tougher to get to them. And if somebody is picked up in the Bay Area, they're not going to go to Contra Costa County. They're not going to go outside Richmond. They're going to be headed off, like I said, to Colorado, Nevada, or even Hawaii. So there's an upside and a downside. There's two sides to this. It's not easy. But this is where the situation is. And like I said, David Livingston, the sheriff out there, sort of added it up. And I think they might have been able to come up with the money to keep, you know, covering the cost of the protest. But eventually you just say, it's just not worth it. And, you know, he gets elected as well. So that's what we are today. And we'll see where they go from here.
Well, Phil, on that note, in terms of getting elected, this is a decision from the sheriff's department. Did COCO supervisors have any input in this?
Yeah, well, they had a say in it. And there was a split on it. I know of one or two that said, you know, we could have tried to keep it going. But I think the majority was feeling the same, sort of hearing the same things and feeling the same things. And that's the way they've decided to go. They've joined the rest of the Bay Area. And by the way, being the only one in the Bay Area that was doing it, that kept increasing the pressure as well. So those are the politics and the costs and the decision we'll see go forward.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.